Was there a wee rocket at half time there at all?
No, there wasn't. There was honest words spoken. That was it. There was certainly no raised voices. We understood that it wasn't good enough in the first half, and credit Dunfermline for that. I thought Dunfermline were excellent in the first half, and they gave us a huge amount of problems with their energy and the way that they played. We had to weather the storm. We needed a little bit of luck, the one that comes off the post. And when we go in at half, we were happy to go in 0-0 at half time, put it that way, and it let us have a word, and it let us get a few things ironed out. And we asked the players to be brave in the second half. We asked them to see if we could retain the ball and move the ball a bit quicker, and we asked them to stick together. And I feel that they done that very well in the second half. And we get the goal for a good delivery and a great header from young Tom Grivosti. But we had other chances in the second half. We could have put the game to bed, but we didn't. But we continued to try and get that second goal. And the response from first half to second half from the players was phenomenal. Every time somebody asks a question of them, they give an answer, and the players deserve all the credit for that. How they managed to turn that round in the second half.
That was an immediate response. I mean, you were on the front foot right from the first ball that was kicked in the second half.
We knew it had to be, and you'll ask why we didn't start the first half like that. And I kind of gave the answer for that. So we knew that we needed to change the balance, we knew we needed to switch the momentum, and we knew we needed to come out the traps and get at Dunfermline and ask questions of them. And thankfully we felt we'd done that in the second half. Dunfermline are a good team, they've got good players, and it wasn't easy for us tonight, but we're delighted with the 3 points, and we'll dust ourselves down and we'll look forward to Saturday now.
The result that obviously puts the pressure on Dundee United now going into their next game on Friday.
Again, we've got a game Saturday, so we'll focus on that, and what happens elsewhere happens elsewhere. We know that it's firmly in our hands, and if we continue to focus on what we need to do and continue to stick together and be brave and all the stuff I said before, then everything's in our hands.
Good.